Hey, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word, and we ask you today again for revelation of it. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, You Can Have a Relationship with the Lord. And this week on the broadcast, we're discussing how you and I can have our very own personal, intimate relationship with the Lord and the things that we can do to deepen that relationship and make it grow even stronger. And so let's go back over to John chapter 17, and we're going to look there again at verse 3. In John 17, in verse 3, Jesus said this, and this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And so a big part of eternal life, a big part of being a Christian, of being a believer, is knowing the Lord. The word know there means to become acquainted with, or to know intimately, or to have personal knowledge of. And so we're talking about relationship. Every believer can have a relationship with the Lord, and every believer should have their very own personal relationship with the Lord. Now, I want to start today's broadcast by going over to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to look there at verse 30. Now, in having a relationship with the Lord, one of the first truths that we must acknowledge is that God is a knowable being. And having a relationship with the Lord, one of the first things you must acknowledge, one of the first things that you must believe is that God is a knowable being. You see, friend, God is a person. He's not a blob of nothingness that shouts down from the sky, who's emotionless and feelingless. That's not who God is. God is a person. God has feelings. In fact, right here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. You see, the Spirit of God can be grieved. He has feelings. He has emotions. You know, God has thoughts. In Isaiah 55, 8, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. God has likes and dislikes. In Psalm 35, 27, it says that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. He likes that. In Psalm 147, 11, it says that the Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him. And so when people honor the Lord and reverence him, God likes that. And then in Proverbs 6, 16, it talks about six things that God hates or that he doesn't like. God is a person. He has thoughts. He has feelings. He has likes. He has dislikes. You know, God laughs. In Psalm 37, 13, it says this, that the Lord shall laugh at him. In Psalm 2, 8, it says, he sits in the heavens. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. So you can see from these verses that God is a person. He is a knowable being. He is not some abstract thing. He's a father. He is a person. You know, God talks to people. In fact, that's the first thing he did after he created man is he talked to him. In Genesis 1:27, it said he created man. And then in verse 28, it said, and God said to him. God talks to people. Let me give you a few verses to bring that out. In Genesis 4:6, it says, the Lord said unto Cain. Genesis 7:1, the Lord said unto Noah. Genesis 12:1, the Lord said unto Abraham. Genesis 26, talking about Isaac, it said, the Lord appeared unto him and said. In Genesis 31:3, it says that God said unto Jacob. In Exodus 6:12, God spoke to Moses. Joshua 1:1, the Lord spoke to Joshua. Friend, God talks to people. God is a person. He is a knowable being. Now, why am I hammering that home so hard? If you think that God is just some thing, just a blob of nothingness, you're not going to endeavor to cultivate a relationship with Him. You won't do that until you believe that He is a knowable being. He is a person. He talks to people. And here's another thing. People talk to God. In Genesis 4:13, it says that Cain said unto the Lord. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 10, it says that Moses said unto the Lord. In 2 Samuel 24:10, it says David said unto the Lord. And then in Judges chapter 10, 15, it says the children of Israel said unto the Lord. And so God is a person. God is a knowable being. He has feelings. He has thoughts. He has likes. He has dislikes. He laughs. He talks to people. And people talk to Him. God is a person. And you and I can have a relationship with Him. I'll tell you a funny story. A few months back, last year, I started drinking coffee for the first time. And so I actually put enough creamer in it where it didn't taste like coffee anymore, so I like it now. And so on Sunday mornings before I get ready to preach, I usually make myself a cup of coffee, and then I'll go up into my office early in the morning and prepare and get ready to minister. And I did that one morning, and I had my Bible open, and I got ready to drink the cup of coffee. And when I did, the cup started slipping out of my hand. Now, it was a cup with a lid, and so it wasn't just like an open cup, but there was a little opening in it. And when I did, the cup and the coffee spilled everywhere, and it got on my Bible. Now, a lot of preachers are like this. They're pretty particular about their Bibles, you know, and me in particular, I write notes in my Bible and things like that. And so I hold on to my Bible for a lot of years. My Bible's precious to me. And so, you know, when that cup was in the air, it was almost like it was in slow motion because I could see it going towards my Bible. And I was thinking, no, I didn't want it to spill on my Bible. And it did. And so I didn't like that because I had notes in my Bible and things like that, but it had coffee stains on it. And so I decided that I was going to get a new Bible. And so I did. I got a new Bible and picked one out that I liked. And I think it was the first Sunday after I had my new Bible, I was studying and getting ready to preach. And I got ready to grab my cup of coffee. And I kid you not, I heard the Lord say this in my heart. He said, two hands, son. And I started laughing, and I could sense Him laughing. And he said, two hands. Why? So you don't spill coffee on your new Bible. Praise the Lord. Well, why did I tell you that story? I want it to become a reality to you that God is a person. He's a Father. He's a knowable being. He has feelings. He has thoughts. And God is funny. That was funny to me that day. We laughed together over that. And friend, that's available to you. But you first must believe that God's a knowable being. God's a person. God has feelings and thoughts. God has likes and dislikes. God laughs. God talks to people. People talk to God. And this must become a reality to you if you are going to have a relationship with Him. And friend, you can have things like that in your own life. I was on the golf course one day, and we just came out of a weekend of meetings. We were having meetings on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we had some really good services. And so I had Monday off, and I was out on the golf course, and I was kind of just talking to the Lord, and I was just so thankful about the meetings we had and what the Lord did. And I was talking to Him about that. And then the Lord said something to me about my golf game. He said something to me about a club I should hit. He said, you know, on the next hole, hit a little bit more club because there's more wind up there than you can feel. And why would God talk to me about my golf game like that? I thought that was so neat of the Lord that He would take interest in what I was doing. He's my Father. That shouldn't shock us. He's my Father. He wants to talk to me. He's a person. And friend, you can have these same kinds of things in your life where the Lord talks to you, where you laugh together, where you spend time together. This is available to all of us, but it begins again with believing that He is a knowable being. You know, in Genesis chapter 5, it said this about Enoch. It said, Enoch walked with God. The Amplified Bible says this, that he walked in habitual fellowship with God. The Good News Bible said he spent his life in fellowship with God. The ISV said he spent his life communing with God. I like the Expanded Bible. It says that he had a close relationship with God. And then the Voice Translation said Enoch had such a close, intimate relationship with God. Well, friend, when I read verses like that, I start saying things, well, if Enoch had a close relationship with the Lord, then I can too. God's no respecter of persons. And if he had such a close, intimate relationship with God, then that's available to me. You know, it said the same thing about Noah in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. In the Amplified Bible, it said that he walked in habitual fellowship with God. What does that mean? That him and God are talking, walking together all the time. The Good News Translation said he lived in fellowship with the Lord. ISV again says he communed with God. The New Living says that he walked in close fellowship with the Lord. And the Voice Translation said he walked closely with the Lord. And so people in the Bible walked with God, talked with God, lived in close fellowship and close relationship with the Lord. Well, friend, if they did, why not you? Come on, if Enoch did, then if he walked in close relationship with the Lord, then why not you? Why not me? Why can't we have a close and intimate relationship with the Lord? If Noah walked in close fellowship with the Lord, then why can't I? And the answer is, I can. And you can. We can walk in close fellowship with the Lord, and we can have an intimate relationship with Him. In fact, go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and let me read you a verse over there. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14 says this, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." I want to read that to you again. The communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. That word communion means intimacy, companionship, or fellowship. So what that reveals to us is that I can have intimacy, fellowship, and companionship with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Message Bible in that verse says the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So I can have an intimate friendship, an intimate relationship with the Lord. Jesse Duplantis is a minister that I've listened to a lot over the years. And actually, he was the first minister that I really received the Word of God from. And years ago, I was at a conference and I heard him tell a story about how his daughter was going to go out one night. She was in her teenage years, and she was going to do some things and had some plans to do some things that she shouldn't have been doing. And the Lord showed that to him. The Lord spoke to him and showed him, Jesse, exactly what his daughter was going to do that night. And so he went into her room and he said, "Jody," he said, "the Lord showed me what you're going to do tonight. I know that you're planning to do this, this, and this." And her jaw hit the floor and her mouth was wide open. And she said, "Dad, how did you know that?" And he looked back at her and he said, "Jody, God is my friend." And when I was in the conference and I heard him tell that story and I heard him say that phrase, "God is my friend," that struck me so strongly. That his relationship with the Lord was real. And it dropped in my heart so strong that I can have that same kind of relationship with the Lord. He said it so matter-of-factly that God's my friend. it blesses me just to say it again with my own mouth. God's my friend. And friend, you and I, We want to be able to say that with the same conviction. We want our relationship with the Lord to be so real that we can say that with such conviction that God is my friend. And this is what I saw early on in my walk with the Lord that really drew me to the Lord. I saw men and women of God whose relationship with the Lord was real, and it drew me to the Lord because I wanted to have a relationship with the Lord like they had. And what I found out very early on is that I could have an intimate relationship with the Lord just like they have. And friend, you can have a relationship with the Lord. It can be an intimate relationship, a friendship, and a fellowship like no other. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, having a relationship with God begins with believing this truth, that God is a person and He is a knowable being. Number two, people in the Bible walked with God and talked with God. We saw Enoch did, and Noah did, and others did. And then in number three, we can have close fellowship with the Father. We can have intimate friendship with the Lord, and we can say with conviction that God is my friend. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that we can know you intimately, we can know you personally, and we can have an intimate friendship with you. We are so thankful for that. And Lord, we want to know you more intimately. We want to walk in close fellowship with you. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. We want to laugh with you. We want to know better and know more what you like and what you don't like. Lord, we want relationship with you. And Lord, we thank you this week on the broadcast that you are showing us how to have it and showing us how to enjoy that kind of relationship. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, You Can Have a Relationship with the Lord. We'll see you then.